Shemai, a chroeswi Learn Welsh. In this podcast, I will be reading through the poem Gwyliau Nia for the summer term assessment for Gwyliau ym mlwyddyn oeth in year 8. Here goes. Gwyliau Nia. Es i gyda'r taili i wlad o'r enw Sbaen, ffarwelion ni dar ci ac hefyd taid a nain. Fe daethion ni mewn car ac mewn y wyrin glas, mam a dad a fi wrth gwrs a Sion fy mrawd mawr cas. Arhoson ni mewn gwesti i fwynhau y tywydd braf, amser gwych i fynd i'r haer, gorffennaf dechrau'r haf. Roedd y bwyd yn flasus, peia cefais i, sangria cafodd mam a dad a Sion, wel, calamari. Aethon ni i'r traeth bob dydd ac es i siopa gyda mam. Cwrddais i â ffrind bach neis, ei henw hi oedd Sam. Aeth Sam a fi i'r disgo, edrychon ni yn cwl. Roedd Sion fy mrawd na hefyd, ond dawntiodd e fel ffwl. Am yr wythnos gyfan, roedd y tywydd yn boeth a sych. Gyda mam a dad a Sion, ces i amser gwych. Pan roedd y gwyliau braf ar ben, yn ôl i Gymru aethon ni, gweld nain a taid hip hip hooray ar tywydd diflas ach a fi. Right, let's go over the poem. So, Gwyliau Nia, so Nia's holiday. So, the first verse, pennill cyntaf. Es i gyda'r teulu, i wlad o'r enw Sbaen, ffarwelio ni dar ci ac hefyd taid a nain. So, I went with my family to a country called Spain. We farewelled, we'd said goodbye with the dog and also, so Taid a Nain is a North Walian version of Mamgi and Tadgi, so grandfather and grandmother. Ar ail bennill, the second verse. Fe deithio ni mewn car ac mewn y wyrin glas, mam a dad a fi wrth gwrs a Sion fy mrawd mawr cas. So we travelled by car and then an aeroplane. Mam and dad, and me of course, and my big nasty brother. Okay, big mean brother. And if you notice, you've got a Sion fy mrawd mawr car. So it's a little bit of alliteration there where the words start with the same letter. Trydydd pennill, the third verse. Arhoson ni mewn gwesti i fwynhau y tywydd braf, amser gwych i fynd i'r haer gorffennaf dechrau'r haf. So arhoson ni mewn gwesti, we stayed in a hotel, i fwynhau y tywydd braf, to enjoy the fine weather. Amser gwych i fynd i'r haul, so a great time with the sun, gorffennaf July, dechrau'r haf, start of the summer. Pedwerydd pennill, so the fourth verse. Roedd y bwyd yn flasus, the food is tasty, paella or paella, cefais i, I had paella. Sangria cafodd mam a dad, so mam and dad had sangria, a Sion, and Sion, so that's your rhetorical question. Well, calamari, he had calamari, which is squid. So, pumed, the fifth one. Aethon ni i'r traeth bob dydd ac es i siopa gyda mam. Cwrddais i â ffrind bach nais ei henw hi oedd Sam. So we went to the beach every day and I went shopping with mam. Cwrddais i, I met with a nice little friend, ei henw hi oedd Sam, her name was Sam. Chweched, so the sixth one. Aeth Sam a fi i'r disco. So me and Sam went to the disco, edrychon ni yn cool, we look cool. Roedd Sion fy mrawd na hefyd. My brother was there also, ond dawnsio dde fel ffwl, but he danced like a fool. Saethfed, so the seventh. Am yr wythnos gyfan for the whole week, roedd y tywydd yn boeth a sych, the weather was warm, boiling and dry. Gyda mam a dad a Sion, with mam, dad and Sion, Casey amser wych, I had a great time. Pennill olaf, the last verse. Pan roedd y gwyliau braf ar ben, so when the fine holiday came to end, yn ôl i Gymru aethon ni, back to Wales we went, gweld nain a taid, so see grandmother and grandfather, hip hip hooray, ar tywydd diflas a chyfi and the boring, dreadful weather, disgusting. So now it's time to respond to the poem. So if you look at your nice sheet with all the boxes, so in the top middle box, there's four steps. Step one, Kam In, introduce the poem. Kam Dai, step two, say what the poem is about. Kam Tri, talk about techniques used in the poem. Kam Pedwar, the fourth one, give your opinion on the poem. So let's look at how we introduce the poem. So just underneath then, it's got a number one in the box. So there's four sentence patterns you can use. Title a gerdd ydy, the title of the poem is. Blank ydy'r enw bardd, so the name of the poet. Mae blank pennill yn y gerdd, there are how many verses in the poem, so you put the number. Mae blank llinell ym mhob pennill, so there are how many lines in each verse. And that literally is introducing the poem. Kam Dai, so step two, say what is the poem about. So if you look at the box on the right, and it's got number two next to it. So, yn y pennill cyntaf, so in the first verse, and then you could quote. Yn yr ail bennill in the second verse, so you can quote what's going on there. Am pennill un in verse one, pennill dau, two, etc. So you can just copy what they're talking about. So maybe you could say, yn y pennill cyntaf, mae Nia yn mynd i Sbaen, Nia goes to Spain. Yn yr ail bennill, mae Nia yn mynd mewn y wyrin, she goes in an aeroplane. My bar then the poet is, so you can say happy, so, or whatever, any adjectives that she uses to describe her feelings. My gerdan, the poem is, so you can describe the poem. Or you could say my gerdan sharadam is talking about. Ysgrifeniam, writing about anything. So just talk a little bit of where she went, how she travelled, what did she eat, etc. Country. Step three, talk about techniques used in the poem. This is the massive box at the bottom. So, my blank yn y gerdd. So, underneath you got a few examples. My odl, so rhyme yn y gerdd. Ailadrodd, repetition. Cwestiynau rhethregol, so rhetorical questions. Trosiad, metaphor, and things like that. So, loads of different ones. Then you've got my bardd yn defnyddio, the poet uses, and again you can use all the options that I just said. Mae'n effeithiol, it's effective. Okay, and then on the right then, mae nifer o'r siample, or there's lots of examples of, and then there's a few options below, apelio at y darllenydd, appealing to the reader, pwysleisio your point of bardd, emphasises the poet's point. Etc. So there's loads of different things that you can talk about. Cam Pedwar. So, number four. Give your opinion. So, on the box on the left, rydw i'n hoffi gerdd achos. I like the poem because. Dydw i ddim yn hoffi gerdd achos. I don't like the poem because. So, just express your opinion. Yn fy marn i, my opinion. Cred a fod. I believe that. You could say, dwi'n gytuno gyda Nia, I agree with Nia, maybe you like dancing and paella, or dwi'n anghytuno, anything you can express your opinion on, express your opinion on Spain. Maybe mae'n well to be, you prefer going somewhere else. If you have a look on the sheet, the top right box, you've got useful connecting phrases. Fodd bynnag, however, ar un llaw on one hand, ar y llaw arall on the other hand, wedi dweud hynny, haven't said that. And there's loads more as well. In the middle, the puzzle piece, you've got different types of vocabulary as well. Odl, rhyme, title, sharp, shape, ran, part, anything that you can add extra as well. So you're looking at four different paragraphs. Follow the steps, look at the right box, and that should give you a good response to the poem. Pob lwc.